Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, electricity, and mind power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. I'm going to stumble over my words already.
Yeah.
It's going to be that kind of show.
Oh, no worries.
Drew is not here with us this week. He is over in Hana Kauakalaki, a Hawaiian island. He's on it, and from what little I've seen that they're seeing on posting on social media, there's like a shit ton of chickens there.
And he cut his foot off.
He also did that. Yeah, that's
cool. Fucking just off.
He was sober.
That's depressing, isn't it?
That yeah. is really like, sad.
He dropped a bottle and stepped on broken glass.
And
God
the picture
damn it.
Of him that she took, like, he looks really not happy.
Oh, he just looks grumpy yeah. as shit. Like, just God damn it.
The one where he's lying on the ground. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
But as far as we know, he didn't get stitches, so he's just gonna...
So.
There was no mention of it.
It should be fine. I mean, as long as it's, like, cleaned and they don't, like... It'll be okay.
I still really think you should have put super glue in it.
I agree with that.
No, that'd probably be, like, literally anything to make it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super glue, coconut oil, bacon grease, WD-40,
tape.
Dirt,
sand. They got lots of sand.
Yeah.
Leaves.
That's fine. I bet you take one swim in that ocean and you're fine. It may be warm as hell, but that doesn't mean it's toxic or anything. Don't be. It's not India. Don't swim in India's oceans. You will get cancer.
Or Indonesia's for that matter.
Indonesia's pretty bad too? Do they have dead bodies floating in the river like India?
No, but dude.
Oh, okay.
When I was there, when I was surfing, actually, I would like, you just, main beach, right outside of Kuta. It's where everybody is. I'm walking out into the surf, and I feel something around my leg, and I pull it up. It's this giant plastic bag.
Whoa.
Just floating out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm not going to carry it back because I'm way out.
No.
I'm just like, oh, fuck. And that happened like 3 or 4 times. Just different bags, like, just would get caught on my legs. It was just nasty, man.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I found a gas can on the beach one time.
What?
Yeah. And it still had gas in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, shit. I was probably like maybe a mile and a half out from the parking lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to leave a gas can out on the beach. So I dragged the gas can all the way back to the parking lot and left it next to a dumpster.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm an environmentalist. Fuck all y'all. What have you done for the planet today?
I peed off the side of my...
You peed on it?
No, I peed off the side of my deck last night.
So all right.
Does that count?
Yeah.
That's actually good for the planet.
That's giving ammonia back to the earth.
Like the earth... It needs that ammonia.
It needs it.
I don't know why it needs it. Just don't ask questions. It's like when your buddy comes over and he's like, man, I got to borrow your cactus. You're like, okay, here, take it. No, I'm not going to ask any questions. My cactus actually sucks, by the way. You don't want my
cactus.
He's
not bad.
No, he could
still
be better.
Alive.
Yeah.
We've been putting out cigarettes into the so me and my sister, and it's not doing too well.
Oh,
just like, not into the thing itself, but like into like the dirt around it. But it's just not feeling it. Like just, I'm pretty sure it's addicted to nicotine at this point.
Do you still water it?
Not really.
No. Okay. Because I'm wondering. This would be an interesting experiment if you still watered it while putting cigarettes out in it, like.
Well, I mean,
if
it's,
you
still,
just
it's still getting water. Like, it's still, it, like, when it rains, it's in a spot where it'll...
Oh, it's outside.
Get wet. Yeah, so...
Okay. No, all right. I'm thinking...
Oh, yeah, we're not smoking inside, man. No way. Oh, God. Mom would crucify us.
I'm sure. But I want this to be, like, a bit more of a controlled experiment.
Okay. No,
so
I see what you mean.
So, picture this cactus in a lab environment, like a clean room or whatever. I want to see...
I picture this cactus in the break room of like a laboratory where people are just frantically chain smoking.
But it's also
stubbing out cigarettes into this cactus.
All the scientists chain smoke, man. That's how they cope with the stress of trying to cure cancer.
Exactly.
Oh, I need to come up with a cure today. Better have 2 more packs.
You guys trying to cure lung cancer, just smoking inside, like, fuck.
It's not
working.
It's the ultimate irony.
But I want to do a thing where let's see if after putting cigarettes out in this cactus for so long and giving it water, if you take away the cigarettes,
will
it
die?
Still live?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Will the cactus go through withdrawals? Will it lose a naple or two? I think that's what those sections are called, those curved bits.
I have no idea.
It's a naple.
I'm going to go with your... Yeah, it loses its nipples.
Yeah.
It's a... Yep. All, but it has, like, 11 of them. So... Don't worry about it.
I really
want
to try this now. This sounds like quite the... Like, what happens when you get a cactus addicted to nicotine?
Oh, my God. I think that nothing but good stuff could happen. Because it's a cactus. It doesn't have fucking
feelings. I mean, man,
feelings.
It's pure science at that point. Yeah, it's not like it's a living being, so...
I'm not sure what this information will actually do to help people or the world, but somebody has got to think it's cool, and I think that's what matters. Remember, the only difference between science and just fucking around is writing it down.
It'll be one of those share videos on Facebook. We got a cactus addicted to nicotine. Look how bad smoking is.
All right. I'm not going to do science if I'm going to turn into a fucking share video on Facebook. Fuck that shit.
That's pretty much the lowest of the low, eh?
Yeah, it really is. Like, I don't want to turn into a guy that does science on YouTube. Because then I'll
What's
end
wrong
up
with doing science on YouTube.
Because you'll hate doing science eventually. Because
eventually after
yeah.
you get all those likes, though.
Oh, those likes. I just got to take those likes and just eject them between my toes. Yeah. Snort a line of likes off a hooker's asshole. Yeah. All those likes, man.
Make sure to get that AdSense on there. YouTube money.
But I would get tired of it. So fast.
Yeah, I feel like
because
it, yeah.
I would realize
you'd, like, have to do it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be fun anymore.
And I would not want to cater to 12-year-olds anymore. Do you think Vsauce still loves what he does? I fucking doubt it.
He's dead inside. I don't know who Vsauce is. The only like big YouTuber I watch is Markiplier.
My dad loves Vsauce. I hate Markiplier though. I'm sorry.
What?
He yells too much. He's got a cool voice, but he's wasting
it. He has,
and
like,
also
a
his hair
voice.
makes him look like an asshole.
Yeah.
I fucking like. All right. There's a reason that. All right. There's a reason
he has the
why.
Voice of a god though.
He has the voice of a god, but it's but he should be commanding a legion of goblins or something, not making let's plays for 12-year-olds.
That's fair.
Wasted potential.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'd be doing. Legion of goblins? Like,
I mean, goblins are basically 12-year-olds anyway, so.
Oh,
true
shit.
Story.
Or
okay.
12-year-olds are basically goblins.
Okay. Are orcs any better?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
They're like middle-aged men that can't get it up anymore, so they're angry, like
perpetually. All right, I went too far. I want a middle ground in between these two races. Is it... No, not elves, because
I'm trying
that's...
to think of, like, fantasy creatures. Like
dwarves?
Evil ones. Nah, dwarves are, like, good. I'm thinking evil.
There's evil dwarves.
Well, yeah, but as a majority, like, dwarves are generally decent.
That's
elf,
true, yeah.
I think.
If we're going with, like, the... Lord of the Rings thinking.
I'm thinking skeletons, yo, like the undead.
Oh,
like that.
Yes.
Zombies and shit. Like,
skeleton army.
Yeah,
just straight
skeleton
up.
Army. There you go.
Yeah. Like, because you've been... Better. I want to ask questions about this, actually. You've been working on a D&D campaign for a while. We still don't know when we're starting it, because I think we need more people.
I need to convince Drew to stop being a little bitch.
Drew doesn't want to play D&D. Are you shitting me?
I have tried to convince him, like, dozens of times. He's just like, no, man, no. I'm just like, man, come on. Like... Yeah, he's not feeling it for some reason.
That's so weird, because, I mean, you would think that him watching Game of Thrones would be an instant qualifier.
Pretty much,
like,
yeah.
Isn't that, like, the baseline amount of interest you need?
Have you not watched Game of Thrones?
I've watched most of season one.
Motherfucker, watch the rest of it.
I'll get there. I just...
I don't watch it, so we don't...
God damn it.
So he never watches it with me.
But
so.
if you watched it with me, would that be a thing that would happen?
No, I don't want to watch
should.
It.
What?
You don't want to.
I don't. Calm down, Rick
no.
Sanchez.
I mean, I understand you not wanting to watch it. I can accept that because I'm not a complete, I'm not completely devoted to this show.
It is a lot to watch. You're talking 10 hours a season.
Yeah.
And times like 6 seasons. So it's a pretty heavy.
This would be like
show.
This would be like Mad Men again. Like, that would probably be how long it would take to watch it. Not into the commitment factor. of that. All right. We'll just watch Silicon Valley instead. Cool. That's cool. I'm fine with that.
Speaking of TV shows.
TV shows.
Started watching Sons of Anarchy like 2 days ago.
That's one about the motorcycles, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, dude. Like, really, really good. Just like caught me.
How far in are you?
Just like end of season. I just finished season one.
Oh, nice.
And it's great.
Motorcycles blow up? Or what's the... Is it like a drama about motorcycles?
It's like about a motorcycle club that runs guns.
Oh,
and
shit.
And like the ATF is just like crawling up their asshole and there's like baby mama drama and shit like that. It's
baby mama drama.
It's a really like... yeah. It's really good. You guys should just like give it a shot. And
I'll give it a shot. I'll give anything a shot, really.
Yeah, the end of season one is like depressing, but it's still really good.
But that's what keeps you going,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You crave a happy ending.
It like punches you in the guts. You're like, no, it can't end like this. Like,
did the baby daddy find out that he wasn't the father or something?
Oh, no, it's even more fucked up
than that. I'm really focused in on this baby mama drama.
No, that's like, dude's son is about to be born, but mom was like a junkie, so she takes a bunch of drugs, and they have to like...
Oh.
C-section it prematurely.
Jesus.
And so,
like themselves?
No. Like they take it to a hospital, then they don't know if it's gonna survive because it's like 10 weeks early, and it's got like a bunch of
Got it.
It's really dark and grim, and you're right.
Themselves?
They're Sons of Anarchy.
They're just in like a dirty biker club, like cutting a chick open. Ah! Get it out! Where's the doctor?
Are you
someone who believes in fantastic things? I don't know.
What
I
are
mean,
all the other things that you've believed in that I've sadly had to like?
A police rabbit. That was a thing.
Yeah, a police rabbit. What else?
But I definitely was not sober when I was asking about
I
that.
Also have a couple more that I haven't even told you. So I mean,
what do you mean you haven't told? I told you. These things, did
no,
I not?
I have
I
more,
hear more about
that
this police rabbit.
There was a rabbit with a police uniform
Easter,
on it.
The Portland police posted a picture of a rabbit in a like police uniform.
Well, it's obviously Deputy Snowball.
Like, but he actually thought he's like, whoa, oh crap! What did you say?
What does he do for the force?
He's like a fundraiser. He's a fundraising officer.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it was
it's gotta
great.
Be like.
Like, you put the money in its pouch on its back, and then it runs back to the collection jar. I don't fucking know. You can train a
Anyways,
rabbit to do that.
That's why I think he's just a pure, beautiful sunflower.
You don't know shit.
You are so funny.
That police rabbit was obviously undercover at, like, the makeup.
It's not really a police rabbit. It's a police dog in a really good mask.
Yeah, you just have no idea that it's actually an undercover officer named Brian.
Wait,
he's been in that suit for 5 years.
Holy
he wants
shit.
Out.
So is this like two layers of disguise here? It's a person disguised as a dog, disguised as a rabbit, and his name is Brian.
He's deep cover, like deep cover.
Holy shit!
Probably with like internal affairs investigating.
Certainly, yeah.
He's
sneaking around the department. He's like,
that's why he's in the rabbit suit. He was in the dog suit to get around, but that was not big enough, so he had to get into a rabbit suit to hop around.
Do you want to marry him?
Crime.
Because I feel like you guys would be great together. I can step out. Like, I will gladly bow out for you two.
I don't think that's how it works.
You guys can just...
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, he's all yours.
Damn.
You wanted to ditch me?
No.
Whoa.
I just no, not at all.
You're such an ass sometimes. Love you.
I love you too.
What would be the most ridiculous animal you could get on the police force?
Sloth.
No,
definitely
wait, no, because sloths are really cute to cuddle, so, like, they could bring them to kids who are just, like, molested or whatever by their uncle, probably
and then they
white.
Could have a sloth crawl all over them and hang off of their necks.
Yeah, that'd be, like, so pretty, and they'd pet them. That's a great animal. We need to find a dumb animal that has literally no purpose. Capybaras. They just shit
what?
Everywhere.
No, okay.
No,
capybaras
are
awesome.
They are the dog of the rat world.
They're cool.
I would totally own one
if I could. I would be like cuddling with it. I'd have like six, and I'd just have like a crew running around.
So
it would...
crew of capybaras.
Yes. So okay, the capybara so that would be clan. A calming animal. Okay.
Well, a shitty animal.
I just said ridiculous. A shitty animal?
Like an anteater?
Well,
or like
I'm thinking, something that has no purpose.
What?
Why would it be there? That's ridiculous.
Why would it be an anteater?
Pebbles. Because there's a rogue colony of fire ants in Sector 5. Get over there.
They have ant patrol and they send it out to get
looking,
the ants.
Looking at this from an angle of practical application.
There we go. Oh,
cavity searches. Anteaters are great at those.
Oh,
the fondle police.
Yikes. Can you just imagine that?
It's like, all right, what's up your ass? Man, I ain't got nothing up my ass.
We'll
bring in the anteater. Oh, fuck.
Because that still works. The sloth works because it can comfort children,
mm-hmm.
I suppose.
I'd be comforted, so just me.
True. What's the, is it Reese Witherspoon in, Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Who the fuck is that? That plays, his ex-girlfriend. Who's that? Kirsten Dunst?
No.
Stewart? Kirsten Stewart?
No.
Nope.
Fuck, what's her name?
God fucking shit,
she's
Nicks.
The lead in Tangled. No, just kidding. I'm so sorry, not Tangled.
The person
Frozen.
Tangled is computer generated.
It's Frozen.
They're not
It's not
real.
A real person
she's
anyway.
Frozen.
God, Forgetting Sarah Marshall's 8 years old. Kirsten Bell.
Jesus.
God,
anyways,
have you seen?
I have.
Her
and she's
flipping
like,
shit over sloths.
No.
Crying.
Oh my god.
Does she like cry?
Oh my gosh. Yes, she cried. Like it's her birthday party, and she spent like an hour in her room crying because she saw a sloth.
Like sad crying?
No,
or
happy. She
frightened crying. Or?
Frightened and probably happy, but she could not stop crying. It was hilarious.
That's retarded.
It is funny.
That's
because
really funny.
She thinks sloths are so cute that it just puts her in like emotional overload, and then she just kind of like locks down and starts crying because she's really happy that there's a sloth there. But
it's
she's
so funny. Like the video is hilarious because her husband's like, "Hey, I got a sloth," and she'll just kind of be like, "I'm okay. I'm okay." And they just start crying. It's so weird. Like, I've never seen that response in anyone ever.
I don't have a response to anything like that, as far as I know. Not that I've discovered
yet. I mean,
yet.
I don't think I would cry that much, but I would definitely, like, be like, oh my god, a fucking sloth!
A sloth would be awesome. No, I would love to meet one.
Yeah, me too.
As long as it didn't actually have moss in its hair.
It would definitely pee on one of us.
Have they been known to do that?
No, I feel like that would that's just like how it would turn out. It would be
they
like,
only
oh,
poop like once a week,
just like,
though.
Oh, crap.
Well, that's good. It's easy to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's usually like on top of a bookshelf or something, isn't it?
No.
If it's in your house.
What they do is they go down the tree and then they like rub their butt against the tree.
I'm going to find something to
they
show
rub
you guys.
Their shit on a tree?
No, yeah, well, kind of.
I mean, you gotta find TP out in the wild, man. You gotta do some desperate shit for that.
Literally.
Use a fern. I think a fern would be the best.
Have you ever rubbed
toilet.
A fern on your ass?
No, actually, but...
It's not comfortable.
When did you rub a fern on your ass?
Often.
I was in a country where the only trees are ferns, Renee.
Now that I can believe.
I've actually never rubbed a fern on my ass, but
that's
I can...
good.
But like just looking guessing. At them, they just don't look that... Like I would use like a big leaf over a fern.
Yeah.
Probably.
But
or like
I mean,
a clump of grass or something.
No, I'm thinking like, okay, take the fern like normal. Okay, so a fern's a really big leaf, right? So.
Yeah, but it's got like a lot of.
It's fibrous.
Yeah. What?
Fibrous? You said it right.
Yeah.
Don't
be
ashamed.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is a safe space where we tell everyone to go fuck themselves sometimes. But it's not
there
that big
is.
A deal. We don't really mean it.
Thanks.
No, but I'm thinking, okay, think of the fern.
Basically, just go down.
What is that? Sloth pictures?
No, it's this place called it's this Instagram called the Kangaroo Sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Yeah.
There I am.
Kangaroo Sanctuary.
But it's a kangaroo reserve in Australia for like lost and abandoned kangaroos.
Awesome.
And so they just post tons of pictures onto Instagram of like baby kangaroos and this one really ripped kangaroo named Roger.
Is he nice or does he fuck people up?
No, dude, he's got like muscles. Like, he's ripped.
Oh, shit.
Like, dude, it's terrifying.
Kangaroos
like,
get scary ripped
dude,
sometimes.
Yeah, they get, like, legit human muscles.
Holy
like,
shit.
Which is just scary. Like,
biceps and...
No, seriously,
and,
yeah.
And abs and shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, like...
I want to see a kangaroo with abs. Give me.
I'm looking.
He's on, right. He's on there somewhere. It'll pop. He pops up, like, every, like, month or so.
Is it... No...
Here's Roger standing over his latest kill.
Oh, man.
Here's Roger. He just punched
yeah,
through
there,
solid
there
steel.
Is, there it is.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
What
that dude's
the hell?
Ripped, ain't he?
That's not real.
That's real.
No, that's real.
What is yeah. wrong with... We let these things live?
Dude, they're kangaroos are hardcore. Like,
dude, kangaroos are great. We let them live because if we had to, we could totally charm one of them. And have them carry us around in their pouch for transport.
You know that pouch is like gooey, right? It's full
I've
of
heard
like
that.
Mucus and shit. Like,
I've heard that, but
it's like keep them warm. It's nasty, man.
It's a baby. Oh my god.
What have I done?
You're just having the best time. She's probably not going to talk for the rest of the show. She's enthralled by this Instagram. But back to the fern toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay.
Sorry.
Think of the long leaf of a fern as a, like, 5 to 6 squares of toilet paper. Just fold it up, and it won't be as dumb.
If you folded it, if you took, like, four of them and, like, kind of crisscrossed them and then folded them into each other, you could have, like, a solid, like, sheet.
A sheet of
that
leaves,
you could
yeah.
use, yeah, and then you could just, yeah.
Someone got a tattoo of the giant kangaroo on there.
Fucking Aussies, mate.
Is that on his leg?
Yeah, I
that's
think.
Cool. Still would never get a tattoo, though.
Fucking stinky ass Aussies.
What's the most creative swearing that they have over there?
Oh, yeah, we need to hear some of this.
I know they call everybody cunts over
yeah,
there, but
yeah,
that's
everybody.
Just... That's just a term of endearment.
Yeah, fucking good cunt, mate.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've ever laughed at that word.
See, it's not, you know...
only Ben can say it.
Well, you could go to Australia and
no,
everybody would say
only
it.
Ben.
No, everybody says it down there. It's ridiculous. Like that's... Yeah, it's
that's
like
so
it's
weird.
Like a positive thing more than a bad thing. Like,
yeah. And if they call somebody mate, it's generally condescending. Or,
not really, no.
No?
Mate's just pretty much used for everything. Like, if I say dude, they say mate. Like...
Mate is their dude. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, what's that, mate? Like, yeah.
Just... Do they look at you like an asshole if you say dude down
no.
there? Okay.
They just look at you like a foreigner. Because, like, when I was down there, I obviously had, like, the different accent, so they knew pretty much
mm-hmm.
from meeting me that I was Canadian. No, there's, like, no Americans down there, so it was always, oh, you're from Canada, eh? I'm like, no.
Well, what? They think Canada because people from Canada travel more? Or what's
yes.
The... Okay.
You yeah. should have said you came from Canada as Mexico.
Hmm? Canada's Mexico? Yeah.
Canada's Mexico, but Canada's just America's hat.
Yeah.
And so... Alaska's the poof ball.
Yeah.
Like on a Santa hat or something.
Yeah.
All right. And Mexico's the dick. No, Florida's the
Mexico's
dick.
The dick.
Florida's... No, sorry. Florida's the dick, Mexico's
Baja's
the legs.
Baja's the tailbone.
Yeah.
And Hawaii is just like
Hawaii is that weird friend that's just like, hey, remember me, my friend.
I was thinking of it as like just like a
that
little
weird...
shit stain
oh,
that
yeah.
they left
yeah.
back there. But it's not really a shit
I was
stain.
Say that weird mole that like you don't really know what to do with it.
Yeah. It's in a place that isn't too concerning, but
like,
you
nobody
might...
nobody sees it until it's impractical and then they're like, oh, and you're just like,
there
don't
we go.
Look.
There's more than 5 hairs growing out of it.
Oh god.
You could like a stamp wouldn't cover it anymore.
Yep, that's Hawaii.
It's becoming like a birthmark the size of your arm. There's just hair growing out of it all over the place.
Just cut that fucker off.
Just get it off. Burn it. Burn it.
I want to know the science of moles. Like, sometimes I think they're just really contained cancer.
Yeah, I know literally nothing about moles.
Like, what's the...
Like, at all.
Well, if I type moles into Wikipedia, I'm going to get
Let's
the animals.
See
what so
what get.
Do I...
No, you might get either.
Well, I type moles like, into Wikipedia.
Oh.
Moles, Australian band? I'm just going to put that in a new tab.
That's fantastic.
Mole disambiguation. Animal skin marking.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Also known...
So gross.
Also known as melanocytic nevus.
What the hell?
Is
a
type...
concentration of melanin.
Oh, it's a concentration of the stuff that makes you...
That gives you skin color. Or
yeah.
lack thereof.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just like... where it all like piled together.
Yeah. That reminds me of what I told Kirsty in the car while I was driving over here. She found freckles inside of my ear.
Oh, dude, what?
Yeah, which I didn't even know was possible. I haven't been out in the sun that much, so...
They're, like, on the out... Not inside. I didn't look inside. They were, like, oh. On your ear where light could get to you.
In the hole? Yeah. Or on the...
You weren't, like, getting in deep.
No,
just
I just was, like, sitting
outside.
Next to him. That, okay. that
Get
that
your nurse tools. All right, how far does this shit go?
You just made it
Hold
sound
still.
Really awkward. In my ear. Like,
because I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking there's only one way you could really get all up close and personal to an ear like that. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen those YouTube videos of doctors, professional doctors...
Cleaning earwax? Yeah, dude, that shit is nasty.
Uh-huh. But even beyond that, removing bugs.
Oh, don't even say that. Oh, that is nasty.
I was in a medical anthropology class, and my teacher was in Africa, and she sent us a picture of her botfly infestation.
She had her own botfly infestation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or at least, I don't know how many. But yeah.
Ooh, my grandma wants to go to Africa. Now I don't want to go.
And she's like, if you guys are interested.
You just have to get 30 shots.
I was about to say, the
go.
List of shots you have to get is actually like pretty intimidating. Like there's about 15 solid shots that you have to get, plus like another 10 suggested ones.
And there's nothing for Ebola, so you just got to
you just got to like trust you're going to be fine on that one.
Just don't have sex with anyone with Ebola, Ben.
Don't have sex with any local.
I wouldn't recommend it.
1 in 4 people have AIDS there.
Practice abstinence for however long. Let's see. Travel. Oh, here we go. We got a list.
The CDC usually gives out lists on what you should get before you go.
Oh, maybe I should go there. But I don't know. I'm looking at...
Or the U.S. government has travel suggestions and stuff like that.
TravelClinicsOfAmerica.com. Does that sound reliable?
I have no idea. It'll probably tell you what you need anyway.
It's got a list. Hepatitis A, yellow fever, meningitis, typhoid fever, hepatitis B, polio, and rabies.
Rabies.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Additional considerations. There's no vaccination against this, but traveler's diarrhea can ruin a trip.
The Bali belly. Yeah.
Bali belly?
If you drink the water, you're fucked.
You didn't drink the water, did you?
Obviously, he's here.
Yeah.
Well, no, see,
you wouldn't die. You'd just shit your pants for 3 weeks.
Exactly. Ugh. Like, it's, yeah.
You should
it's,
die at that point.
I talked to a few people who had caught the belly, and they hated. They said, yeah, they were basically just on the toilet for like a week.
Oh my god,
yeah, that just sounds horrific. So I drank nothing but bottled water the whole time I was in Bali. Bottled water and a lot of beer.
Yeah, if you just stick to beer, you're fine. Like that's a pretty good philosophy.
Yeah, I probably nuked my stomach with alcohol a few times.
Awesome.
Just just for safety, safety purposes.
You should also consider malaria, dengue fever,
dengue. I think it's like Denang or dengue.
Dengue.
Yeah, I think it's pronounced. It's got some weird pronunciation, but I called it dengue.
Dengue.
Yeah.
Dengue.
It's the jungle fungus.
Dungues. I don't know.
But yeah.
Chikungunya fever?
What?
Chikungunya.
Is that the name of a village?
I don't know. Maybe it originated from there.
Chikungun.
I was going to put that in a new tab, too. And this last one. Oh, shit.
Spank it.
Schistosomiasis. You say it. Into the microphone. Into the microphone.
Thank you. You're an asshole.
Please just.
Schistosomiasis.
Whoa.
A parasitic infection from swimming in contaminated bodies of fresh water. God, that's scary.
It sounds like a cheerful place
Totally scary. You get diarrhea and you bleed out your butthole.
But at least it's not Christ. The amoeba that crawls into your eye.
But that is a parasite.
And they also have that parasite there that'll swim up their piss stream into your dick.
They
what
do
the
have
fuck?
That too. Yeah.
It swims up the piss stream.
Yeah.
Yes.
That shit don't play.
Like just standing in a
into
urinal?
Your yes. penis.
Just jumps in. I am not kidding you.
Yeah, dude, that's a real thing that exists.
And it's called what?
The nightmare dick infester. I have no idea. I just know it's horrifying.
If I type nightmare dick infester into Google right now,
you will get a lot of weird vor porn. A lot of it.
I probably will. Kirsty, do you know what vor is?
Oh, God.
Just from the way you guys were saying it, sounded really gross.
Hey, Renee. You want to look some up for
her? Oh, no. My God.
Make sure it's furry vor, too.
No! I quit. It's the opposite.
Oh, God. Ben, don't.
Okay,
ever
I'm just
going to
put it into Wikipedia.
Just can you just. Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
That'll be pretty clinical and. All right.
Pretty cut and dry version of
what? Actually, the full version of it is.
Vorophilia.
Vorarphilia, yeah.
Why?
Is a paraphilia characterized by the erotic desire to be consumed by, or sometimes to personally consume, another person or creature.
Oh, Christ.
How does that happen?
Since vorophilic fantasies cannot be acted out in reality, they are often expressed in stories or drawings shared on the internet. The word vorophilia is derived from the Latin vorare, to swallow, or devour, and ancient Greek philia.
Why was thought put into this?
I don't know. The Wikipedians have a duty to catalog every aspect of humanity.
So can you imagine when somebody off to that?
Yeah. Can you imagine when somebody made this up? They're like, this needs a good word. Like, let's look up like a Latin word for this. Like, it can't just be people eating porn. It has to be something like, it has to have a name.
My dad and I actually came up with our own Latin word, which, you know, anybody can come up with a Latin word. It's just finding two things in Latin and joining them together, and boom, you have a whole new Latin word. It's just
so,
like
so
that.
What's your word?
It's paratophobia.
What is
the
it?
The fear of being unprepared.
Wow. That's you.
that's probably me and my dad, which is probably why it's really fitting that
I was about to say,
was it
made up for a purpose?
Mostly
in case you ever needed a Latin word.
It's supposed to
so whatever that is phobic.
What it's supposed to describe the feeling that you have when you're like packing to go someplace and you feel like you've forgotten something.
Oh, dude.
You just don't know what it is.
That's why you have a list.
I had that today when I was walking around, like when I was driving here.
Yeah?
And I got out of the car and I looked down. Where are my slippers still?
Ah!
I don't know how I forgot. I literally like walked in around my house like 3 or 4 times just thinking, okay, what do I got? What do I got? Got everything? Okay, we're good. Just left and completely spaced about the fact that I was wearing fucking slippers.
Shoes are actually the item of clothing I most often forget about.
Yeah.
Like, either wearing the wrong kind or just forgetting to bring them with me. I've had to go to school about 4 times in steel-toed boots. Because
or
I
that
forgot
one time you went no shoes.
Yeah, because I didn't want to wear fucking steel-toed boots with shorts because it'd look goddamn stupid.
That would look retarded, yeah.
I went barefoot.
So you went like barefoot, man?
Absolutely.
That dude walking around school with like the black soles on his feet?
Yeah, because shoes aren't vegan, and that's where that gets you.
Oh, Christ. I met a few travelers like that.
That are pure black-soled feet people?
Just total hippies. Like,
did you figure out a bit more of their philosophy of it, or you were just like, oh, he's got
no
shoes on.
No, I didn't talk to those people. Like, if you see somebody in a hostel without shoes on, stay the fuck away from them, because they're going to talk about how great communism is and why governments don't really need to exist, man.
Like, I'm sitting here thinking,
all government is a lie.
Exactly.
Ben has grown up. He talked to the hippie people. That's so cool. No, I didn't fucking talk to those people.
No, those people are
instant
awful.
Like,
I mean, I've talked to enough of them to like to start to despise them. Like,
mm-hmm. That was just really funny in my head. I was like, wow, that's really, I didn't think you would talk to those people.
You can only hear about like how pointless the government is so many times before you start to go, yeah, you know, great, yep. Cool. Mm-hmm.
You're probably right. Thanks.
I mean, it's probably, you could probably have a perfectly reasonable conversation with a hippie if you never brought up politics.
That means, yeah, I did. I met a hippie chick in Melbourne who was from like California.
Did
she
you
and
just
I had,
call
like,
it Smelburn?
No, Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Melbourne, mate. she and I had a great conversation. We just didn't ever bring up politics. I mean, we joked about Donald Trump, but that was because we were both Americans.
So of course,
we were, like, able to. But
everybody jokes about the guy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as long as you don't like bring up politics, they stay pretty benign.
It's you're not supposed to bring up religion, politics, and the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, actually, religion was like super easy to dodge around while I was out there. Because, like, most...
Yeah, because it's Australia. I bet nobody gave a shit.
Well, no, most Europeans, because I met a lot of Europeans while I was out and about, most Europeans don't give a shit about that type of thing, so...
Oh, yeah, like, they're way more chill than us.
Like, they would, like, nervously be like, so, do you practice religion? No, not really. Oh, cool, okay, cool, fuck. And that would be, like, the last...
thank God. Me. Fuck this God, dude. Am I right?
They would just, like, bring it up really, like, quietly, and then just, like, the minute you said no, they'd be like, okay, cool.
All
right. And then just move right on to the next subject. Like, it was, like, almost like a, like, is this guy cool? Like, type of thing. I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah, they were testing how awesome you were.
Testing the waters.
Mm-hmm. dip a toe into the religion fountain.
Weird-ass Germans.
See what you think. Oh, shit, you got stabbed with a pitchfork. That's religion for you. You never know what you're gonna get.
Stabbed.
It's usually pitchforks.
You're gonna get stabbed.
Or burned at the stake, just cause.
Or lynched or whatever.
You're a witch. We're going to put you in this pool. If you drown, you're probably a human. But if you don't drown, you're a witch.
You're going to swim back up to us. We're going to kill you for good.
All right, we're going to throw you off this cliff.
And
if you fall to your death, you're not a witch.
You will die as a Christian, a pure Christian woman. But if you don't, fly back over here, and then we'll arrest you.
Fly back over, and we'll take care of you. Don't worry.
Was that Chief Wiggum's speech? Thank God. Oh, man. We've been watching a lot of the old Simpsons episodes together.
Oh, good. Those are the only good ones.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a website out there that will do a scatter plot of all the ratings of every episode of a TV show that you enter.
It's really cool. We need to look at that tonight.
And we definitely do. And if you look at the curve of the Simpsons, like... Like season one hovers around like maybe like a 7.5.
I don't like season one that much, to be honest.
I've never watched season one.
I had season one through I think like 4 on DVD when I was like a little kid because my parents got it to me. And I remember liking season 4 the most because it was it took a while for it to get like really really funny, but when it did, it was like season 4 and on. I think I had season 5 too.
They found their step.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Actually, maybe I'll just find this graph right now. Do you want to see this? Because I remember a while ago you said you didn't want to see this graph because it might be depressing.
Oh, I know it will be.
Because the new stuff is basically Family Guy.
What was that?
Stuff is basically Family Guy.
That
oh,
is.
Yeah. It's.
Can you? Did you watch the one where they did the show together?
No.
It was a crossover episode. Oh. It was horrific, and I died.
Sounds all right. Terrible.
Anyway, this.
Holy
and people,
shit.
If you want to look this up for yourself, the website is graphtv.kevinformatics.com. Plug The Simpsons in there, and you will see this extremely obvious curve.
What's the lowest one?
These low ones are clip show episodes.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Everybody hates the clip show ones.
Oh, my God.
What's the very bottom one?
This one is Lisa Goes Gaga, season 23, episode 22.
Lady Gaga is in that
literally
episode.
Literally, like, the worst episode. That's hilarious.
Yes.
4.6.
That's awesome.
This is a great website, though, because here's the peak right here. Like, season 6, 7... 8-ish, it kind of dips down there.
Yeah. So but, 5, 6, and 7 are, like, the big ones.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's the absolute peak. 4 through 7, you're totally safe. Like, you will never have a bad moment. Oh, except for that one clip show right here.
That's such a funny clip show. Because they talk about having clip shows in the fucking clip show.
They get meta about it.
Yes.
And that's fine. But a lot of people hate clip shows because I imagine some of these ratings, I don't know how long ago IMDb started existing, but it was probably people like, fuck, I wanted a new episode tonight. I'm going to thumbs this shit down because it's not happening. Burps. Sorry. That was mandatory. per episode. There must be one burp directly into the microphone.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law of the Ricks.
There will be one burp in every TV show that,
thank God you
that
were,
exists.
Thank God you weren't doing that on last week.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Ben, I need you to confirm something. You're up to date on Game of Thrones, right?
I watched the first episode of season 6, but I haven't watched any of the newer ones. Why?
Okay, because I heard rumor, and this isn't spoilers for anybody.
No,
I just heard
like
this,
rumors, yeah.
I just heard this on an episode of Harmontown that a character audibly farts in one of the episodes.
What?
And the subtitles actually indicate that a fart happened.
Dude, I think my stuff has subs, so I'm gonna try to find this now. That's hilarious.
Find that moment for me and just confirm it, because I will power through the entire show. For those listening at home and who do not have quite as fine a hearing as I, Kirstie just whispered. What is okay? What's the Latin word for that?
Oh my god!
Farticus onomia. I don't know.
It's flatophilia.
Flatophilia.
Oh no! Oh. Shit.
No. I just made that up. But how did you spell it? Flatophilia. Fuck. This probably isn't real. Oh, that symptoms diagnosed. That's a disease.
Well,
the
yeah.
Porn
I mean,
dictionary.
Porn dictionary. Where
that's
are you looking?
Thing.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's real. Wait. Oh, the website doesn't exist anymore.
Fuck.
Which is weird because I can't believe they didn't like. Just says DNS address couldn't be found. So I guess they forgot to renew their domain or whatever.
Like shit.
That sucks. I really wanted to know.
Now we'll never know.
You can't access the porn encyclopedia.
Oh, you know what? I think I might be able to hack away around this. Just give me like 1 minute. Talk amongst yourselves.
What's the lamest story you have from your travels?
Okay, when you say lamest, what do you mean? Do you mean like something was going great and then just kind of like, or just like I did something and it was totally meh? And...
Both.
Okay. Oh God, let's see. Oh, so we went to go see. We went me and Denton while we were in Japan. We really wanted to see Mount Fuji, but we didn't want to see it from like far away. We wanted to see it like close up. But we couldn't figure out how to get there. So we ended up going to this town called Hakone, which is like this this nice little town. It's kind of like a little resort thing. Kind of like, it's a perfect view. Here, I'm going to look it up because it's all picturesque and shit.
I can't get into this website. I'm sorry, guys. Wish I did, but no. The porn dictionary is just not online anymore. maybe I can look up an archive of it. I don't know.
We're dedication. Just like, yeah, it doesn't work, whatever. And you're like, no, I can fix this.
I can anyway, find so it.
This is a good picture of
awesome.
Like Hakone. Yeah, it's a very picturesque little place. Wow. When we went, it was so foggy. You could see about half the lake. It was cold and raining.
So perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great. And it was. And while we were there, half of the shit was closed in town because of like volcano shit going on. So it was literally like we traveled perfect. Like probably about 8 hours, no not eight, but about 5 hours on train, stopping at like three different places and like winding our way through like weird like bus routes and shit, and we wound up in this town to see fog, and it was just like, oh fucking
fog.
Shit.
God, that
was pretty meh. I mean, it was still fun because we were roaming around Japan, and that was definitely like pretty off the beaten trail, but you know, we were the only white people there.
Maybe it's that fog. Sure. It maybe hilarious. It's that fog that kills people.
Dude, it was like sulfur fog because you could smell it. It was like
so
volcano
it could
fog.
Kill you. Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was some cool shit. We were trying to figure out if it was like that lake in Japan that killed a bunch of people from carbon monoxide. We're like, is that this place? We're just
what the hell
out.
Kind of lake does that?
You've never heard of it? Dude, that's
no.
When carbon monoxide like leaks out of volcanoes.
Yeah.
And it kind of pools up because it's really dense, and it pools up around lakes. And really? If there's a city around that lake, it's going to kill everybody there because carbon monoxide is a great thing to breathe.
Damn. So it's just like a basin that it catches it in.
Yeah.
When it pours out of the volcano. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Also, I can't get the full version of this site, but it's exactly what we suspected.
Wait, you actually got a part of the site?
A little bit. Sexual arousal from flatulence or having partner pass gas. Although technically, this sentence says sexual arousal from flatulence or having partner pass gas. There was a typo. So it probably wasn't that good of a site in the first place. But I brought this information to you people because I give a shit.
I have a feeling a website called the Porn Encyclopedia is not going to be like the most...
The Porn Dictionary?
Porn Dictionary, actually. My bad.
Dictionary.
No! What if they had spelled it that way?
They should have. Maybe. That's probably why their site died.
Yeah. They, if you had named your site properly, god damn it. Come talk to me about search engine optimization. I'll help you motherfuckers out.
The puns.
With the, yeah, the pun domains, they always go first. They have a premium.
So skipping back to like a long time ago in this conversation.
How long?
You wanted to know about the D&D stuff.
Yeah, wow.
We sidetracked heavily.
Yes.
Talking about Drew.
So what's the status? What's the thing?
No, I've got the world. I've got lore. I've got a few different maps that are all kind of like prototyped out.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have like a main quest line yet, but...
That's fine. We just make one up.
Yeah,
exactly.
We have two campaigns happening soon.
Who's going to... What's her name and his husband? Right? When are they starting that?
I don't know. Soon.
Okay, because I'm in... I want that.
Hell yeah.
And they're fine with it being a little silly, right?
Totally. They want it to be that way.
Nice.
It has to be silly.
Because I absolutely want to be able to use pelvic thrusts as an intimidation strategy.
It might work.
That's... I mean, intimidation is it's a role, so you can basically attach it to anything.
Pelvic thrusts or the chicken dance.
You could
or...
be like, I pelvic thrust for intimidation, and then roll, and if you get a 20, then you thrust so hard that you scare the ever-loving shit out of them.
Yeah, damn.
That'd be great.
I've been listening to a few podcasts about D&D, so I feel like I know how to play.
I need to, like, watch somebody DM on YouTube so I know how to do it.
That's absolutely something you could find on YouTube.
Oh, definitely.
It's a magical place.
Yeah.
Or watch Abed do it on Community.
Maybe. That was a really short game as far as D&D campaigns go.
Yes.
There was an episode of Community where like 22 minutes, they finished an entire Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which isn't... Of course, they, like, do some camera tricks where it seems like they're skipping ahead and stuff, so it kind of looks like it takes an entire day, but you don't finish a D&D campaign in one day.
No, it takes, like, weeks.
Yeah. And if you do it
Unless
right...
Unless everybody just commits mass suicide.
True. It's a strategy. I mean, intimidation in a way. It shows how crazy your group is.
I roll to open a portal to the atmosphere and throw myself through it.
You better roll like a one because otherwise the campaign's like done immediately.
Actually, my thought for like an ultimate move, if I ever found myself in a situation where it's necessary, open a portal, fall from orbit. Smash creature on top of head. And just like orbital drop and like hit yourself with a bunch of spells to like make your fall not kill you.
Okay, well, I just want a spell called orbital drop.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's fucking awesome.
Drop from orbit.
So when you're doing this game, do you plan on there being multiple planes of existence too?
I haven't really figured that out yet. Like,
okay.
I
like a shadow plane or
I've kind of made like my own little world, so I don't really know like the situation on gods and other planes, because I know there's supposed to be like five different planes, like there's supposed to be like the astral plane and the equivalent to hell and
I've a few other
like the fairy world and all that.
I've heard like astral plane, there's the one that's basically earth, I guess maybe they call it Terra, I don't know. Shadow plane, and those are the only three I know.
Yeah, there's the fae, which is like where the fairies come from, the fairies and kind of magical things. But I don't know if I'll do planes or not. I might do like a shadow version of the world just for shits and giggles, or like have like a hell and a heaven equivalent.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
All right,
I'm definitely gonna have gods though. Gonna have a few gods.
Fuck yeah, we gotta fight them, or we gotta
the whole the continent itself,
right,
is it's supposed to be like after like this whole kingdom in the east, like fought a thousand, like hundreds of wars, like a long, like very long history of war and all that, and eventually it all came together and there's this massive peace. And after this peace, they decided to finally like cross.
It's what they're hoping will happen with the Middle East. Just staying topical, everyone. Just staying topical. Anyway.
Boo. Anyway,
you're right to boo that.
So there's this really big mountain range, but nobody's ever like come back from crossing it. So eventually they form up this massive search party and they cross it as like a celebration of the 100th year of peace or some shit like that.
All right.
And they finally find a way through to like this entire like continent called the West. And the West is like, it's basically like the gods have a sandbox and they just kind of fuck around.
Like, oh, shit.
Like, mankind, they let, like, mankind come in and, like, set up shop, and there's dwarves, and there's, like, four different kingdoms eventually come about.
Yeah.
And then the gods start throwing, like, great calamities at them just as, as, like, fun. They're, like, I mean, it's been, like, it's like, every 30 years they throw, like, a huge, like, event at, like, say, like, a giant squid crawls out and starts fucking shit up, or, like, a mountain stands up and decides to take a walk.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, Burning Man. But this is, makes more sense in that context.
It's like a great calamity happens. And, like,
shit.
And there's one god, like, the very evil god. Every once in a while, he'll throw something out, and it'll almost bring mankind to its knees. But because of this, adventurers become, like, really, really kind of celebrated. It's, like, something you can, like, hope to be is... I don't want to be a soldier. I want to be an adventurer, and you have to take like a test for it. And
okay, and you gotta go out and brave this evil. And...
Yeah, and like when the kingdoms figure out that there's something that's probably going to cause a great threat, they send out the adventurers to go out and find this and try to stop it. But if they can't stop it, then the threat happens, and then adventurers have to go after the threat.
Fuck yeah!
Something like that. So it's basically it's basically a way that I can just be like, yeah, no, and now this happens. Fuck you, like, yeah.
And it could be anything, really.
Yeah, well, like the 10th one, I have like I think it's like it's on the 37th at the time that we would start.
Okay.
The 37th threat is what we'll be stopping.
Shit.
If we eventually get this to work.
So people have done this before. They kind of know the process.
Yeah.
And it's like our duty to make sure it goes smoothly again.
Well, the 10th threat shattered the moon and almost wiped everybody out.
Damn. All right.
Like, I think the 18th, a kraken managed to completely wipe out the island chain off the coast.
Whoa.
And got, like, halfway inland before it was finally stopped. And it, like, destroyed half the Dwarven Kingdom. The Dwarven Kingdom used, like, most of their weapons to destroy it.
Shit. So...
And so it's... There's been a long history of really, really bad ones. And kind of in the more recent ones, they've been a lot more relaxed. Like, they've been getting softer and they've been happening longer and longer. So people are starting to say, could this be the end
of the gods
of the threat?
Around?
Yeah, could we finally be left alone? And so people are starting to get, like, soft.
Uh-huh.
And then something big comes along and just slaps the fuck out of everybody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But I like knowing that people have failed before on these missions.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just, like, man can't win every time because, duh, you're fighting against gods. But it's amazing that they have this good of a track record.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a standard to live up to.
Yeah. Well, it's not always the gods. Sometimes it's, like, a man-made threat.
Oh, okay.
Like, because the big evil god... has almost destroyed it a few times, so they like don't let him really play that often. But so he'll like sneak into the world and be like, "Hey, you should do this, and I'll give you power." And then somebody will, yeah. So
kick ass.
Yeah,
I'm fucking ready for this.
So yeah,
holy shit! I don't even know what my character will be. I kind of want it to be a wizard, but it's probably gonna be not that. It depends on what I roll, right?
Well, no, you can roll whatever you want.
Okay, so I can, like, start with wizard, and then I roll abilities and charisma and shit.
Yeah, well,
okay.
You figure out what you, like, what, you pick what you want to be, and then you kind of, like, roll for his abilities and stuff. And I think you're, like, allowed to place, maybe, the numbers? I don't actually know.
You just get a bunch of random numbers, and you're just like...
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that works.
I want to be 30 strength, but 4 brains.
Yeah, that'd be
that's always a fun combination.
Be muscle wizard.
Yeah, that'd be fucking weird.
Like, I cast fist. Fuck you,
fist. That's the only spell he knows is God fist.
I cast punch in nuts,
dude. You
no.
You cast that spell 15 times in a row. You got any other ones?
Shut up, Grog.
Who the fuck is Grog?
The barbarian.
Oh, nice. That does sound like a barbarian name.
Yeah. Grog.
But so is a barbarian, can there be barbarian elves?
Yeah, I think so. I think barbarian is just like kind of stupid, doesn't wear a lot of clothes, and uses like big weapons.
And maybe a bone through his nose.
Definitely a bone through his nose.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely required.
Yeah. Usually naked.
I think there will be a... Oh, well, I mean, Oh, yeah. You could absolutely play off that and make him like a Scottish character. Because isn't that what the Scots were known for?
Yeah, they were like naked warriors.
That's how they kept the Romans out of their country, right?
Pretty much, yeah. They just like kind of charged and they painted themselves blue.
The
whole Braveyard thing wasn't fucking around, but they like were just like full body blue, bare ass naked charging.
That's fucking, yeah. Goddamn. I don't know why they. Why blue? Is their flag blue? Is there.
Who?
Yeah, the Scottish flag is blue.
It's blue and white.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like their colors, man.
I don't know shit about Scotland, man. I ain't never been
it's
there.
A cool ass place.
It's really pretty.
It sounds awesome.
Edinburgh is a very beautiful city.
Is it Edinburgh or Edinburgh?
It's Edinburgh.
You just kind of fuck it around in your head, and then it sounds like an English word. Or Scottish, really. Just have to say it when you're drunk, and then you become Scottish.
Well, they're all perpetually drunk anyway, so.
That is what I hear, true. Yeah. My kind of people.
Woo!
No, it's a nice place. I mean, I was only there for like 3 days, so I can't really comment to like how great it was, but it was pretty nice.
Stonehenge isn't in Scotland, is it?
No, it's in like the north part of Britain. Somewhere, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it is exactly. I wanted to go see it, but I didn't have enough time when I was over there. So.
Yeah, I mean...
just a bunch of rocks in a circle.
It's true. I saw a replica of it in Eastern Washington, so
I pretty much saw it.
Yeah, I might as well have been there. I don't know if it was a scale replica or whatever, but it was a war memorial, actually.
What?
I remember that. Yeah, they had a bunch of plaques on some of the stones of soldiers that died in World War I.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about Maryhill?
Yeah, I knew there was a name for that, but that was a Stonehenge replica.
Mm-hmm.
Of what it would have looked like if it never fell over.
Dude, the World War I memorials in Australia and New Zealand were intense.
Really?
Well, because...
You never hear about these.
Well, because of Gallipoli.
What the hell?
Gallipoli? Look up Gallipoli.
So
it was during World War I, the Brits were like, hey, Australia, New Zealand, help us out. We got this beach we need you to storm. It's called Gallipoli. It'll be fun. And they were like, yeah, okay, we'll help out the crown. Yeah, fuck yeah, for the queen. And they got slaughtered, like, for the Brits. Just decimated.
They got volunteered by the Brits, and they got the fuck beat out of them.
Yeah, it was horrific. Like, just thousands dead. Like, because it's basically like, hey, climb this cliff and fight people on the cliff.
Oh, I found it. Okay. 1915, attempting to seize a strategic advantage in World War I by capturing Constantinople.
Yeah.
The British authorized an attack on the peninsula. The first Australian troops landed on April 25th, and after 8 months of fighting, they were withdrawn. The campaign was one of the greatest Ottoman victories during the war.
Yeah, they got brutalized.
And it's because, oh, wow, so the Ottoman Empire was still around.
Yeah, this is early, like World War I, man.
Damn.
Always. It's like the Turks.
Yeah, the allied failure. It's not even a loss.
No, it was bad. It was bad.
What gave them the advantage? Is it just like, live here, fuck you?
It was like this. You're talking about fighting a war on a place like this.
Oh, why would you try?
Down here and you basically just climb. It was like taking hills.
Ugh.
And whoever has the higher ground and machine guns, you're basically screwed. And back then, war was, okay, let's line up in a line and throw as many bodies at it until...
Nah.
Not a good... Yeah.
That makes it boring, in a way.
I went through an exhibit in New Zealand.
Yeah?
And it showed, like, went like, near the end, when, like, they were literally, like, out of numbers.
Yeah?
They had rigged, like, water to, like, drip slowly into a can... And then he would weigh something down, and he would fire a rifle to make people think that there were still
people on
the line watching, because there were literally not enough people to watch the line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was intense.
That's fucking crazy. And I can't even... Where the hell is... Constantinople. So this is, like, fucking...
Turkey.
Turkey? Okay, wow. Yeah. They are, like, way out of their element to begin with, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Australia is going up there.
Yeah, that's kind of
kind of
far.
Why would you leave? You British people ditched us on this island like 300 years ago or whatever. So now we'll just go help you out.
Australia's only like 200 years old.
Okay, I was off by 100 years. Let's not trivialize my statement.
I think they're younger than us, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised, really. It probably took them a while to get an established nation
going. But
they
did send prisoners there long before that, so you're right.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, yeah, it was a prison colony for years.
Why do you think they're all so cool?
I have no idea. They're just friendly as shit.
Yeah.
It's because they're all descendants of convicts.
Yeah. And, you know, eventually they get friendly with each other. You just have to shiv the right snitches. And then eventually everyone there is your friend.
They got they got independent. They got a federal constitution on January 1st, 1901.
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn.
That is a young country.
Shit. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, Australia was claimed by Great Britain in 1770.
And that's when the prisoners
started throwing them out there. Yeah, the penal transportation in New South Wales started on 1788.
Now who's off by 100 years? Me a little bit, but not quite 100 years. More like, I don't know, 30? I'm not doing the math right now.
Yeah, fuck it.
something close to that. Math, it's not a thing that you want to do at 8:49, which is a really early time for this show, to be honest.
Yeah, we haven't done a show this early in a while. At least I haven't been around for a show this early in a while.
I'm sure my mom is eternally grateful. I think she said that earlier, actually. Didn't she?
I think she's always grateful when we're not talking at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, true.
Well, screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well.
If it's true, yeah. His inside voice is an outside voice.
Even just like talking normally and like walking through the house, it can wake up legions of people.
It can.
I think I said the word legions in this show. More often than any other word.
Four or five times now.
At least. Somebody do a tally and take a drink every time you hear it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to TGF Radio Show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table?
Hi.
You guys never have anything for this.
I never
always
think of anything creative. Like, it always skips my mind.
You gotta wrap your dingo.
You got dingo, Australia.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah.
You just gotta write them down while it's going on. I think. I mean, I don't have to say anything for it because I'm saying the end of the show. So I'm like, I'm clear. This is on you.
I had something to say.
You did.
And I said it.
Good.
I heard dingoes while I was in. Bears rock.
Do they sound like coyotes where they kind of like laughing?
It's like really, it's screaming. Really yippy. It's like, yeah, beep, 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 like off in the distance.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's terrifying. I was in a tent.
I'm sure that was terrifying.
I could hear them get like closer and I was like, they eat babies out of here. Fuck.
If a dingo can eat an entire baby, you don't want to know what it does to a full person.
Oh, God.
Most of Ben.
Oh, God. Jesus. Glad you made it out alive.
My one fear was waking up to hearing them outside. I was actually really scared of that.
Yeah. And all right, we'll be back next week with Jared.
Yeah,
he's coming back tomorrow, and we'll have him for sure next week. So party on, everybody.